96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, it is my how time flies. It is April 2, the 12th, 2022. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Most sincere, good evening. And we have 304 who are watching and listening. And Beryl Blair was the first. Well, I give kudos to the 2022 Carifta Games. Our team is headed to Kingston, Jamaica. And I give shout outs to Alspain Joaquin Colebrook, who went to CC's reading. And was a member of the Baintown Flyers. I told her that I was the man who was the president of the Pioneers. And she competed in 1981. And that's long after the first Carifta Games held in the Bahamas. And I give shout-outs to a number of other people. One is Chris Brown, the son of Reverend Brown. He says he listens to Track World every opportunity. And he also says, I say that Chris Brown is in Eleuthera. Well, and Chris Brown is in Eleuthera, and I don't think that the Reverend's son could run as fast as Chris. But that's a topic for another time. When I attended the Carifta Trials on Sunday, I met a junior runner with a little title, Krista Ford. She said she listens to Track World every opportunity she gets. And I believe that she will make the Carifta Games next year. Well, give me your thoughts, please. Ladies and gentlemen listening around the world, we do appreciate your interest in track and field. My co-host, Philippa Arnett, did a great job at the Carifta Trials over the weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love this show. Our coaches will be in the studio and let me know which one of your athletes are likely to capture a medal. Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, IROC Homes, Sunshine Insurance, Vaughn L. Calmer Insurance Agents and Brokers, and the B3s is one of our sponsors. Thank you ever so much. Are there any others who are able to sponsor the B3s? I have been a financial services representative for more than 41 years. My daughter, Alexis Hannah, is my business partner. We are the A-team at Kalina, and we really appreciate our sponsors and have a love affair for all. Now we're going to go to our first commercial break, and when we come from there, oh, we're going to start talking. Thank you ever so much.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junk canoe, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment. One of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Well, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, on Track World. And the first one who was watching and listening was none other than Beryl Blair. And when we had the first grifter, she was involved. And then somebody who may break a record, very good chances of breaking a record. And the mother is watching and listening. And we're talking about Monique Major Vanderpool. Guess what? Her husband still has the Bahamian pole vault record. And then we're talking about Edric Poitier. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I start off mentioning about the use of psychiatrists or psychologists. Are any of them valuable to us, ladies and gentlemen, not just the Bahamas, but all over the world? Let me know, please. Please let me know. Please let me know. Are any of our athletes or valuable enough to have psychiatrists and psychologists? Well, ladies and gentlemen, anybody wants to answer? Just show yourself. I said that Monique Major Vanderpool, her son, should break her husband's pole vault record. And they're going down to Kingston, Jamaica. Edric Fowler, or Poitier, could you give me your thoughts? Send me your thoughts, please, on this. I'm asking for your response. Well, I would say that some persons and the B3As got involved in this. I'm talking about psychologists and all of that. And would you believe we had workshops in Nassau? And would you believe this? Jackie Edwards assisted her husband when they came to do the workshops. And would you believe this? That Jackie's husband was the psychologist for the Olympics, for the United States Olympic body. And later, we had the opportunity of recruiting of a Bahamian lady who lived in Washington. And unfortunately, only two persons would bite. Oh, this is unbelievable. Her father is my good friend, and Jeffrey Gibson and Padrea Seymour took advantage of it. And what do you think about that? We were only to be able to get sufficient Bahamians who were able to sponsor athletes. It was a loss for my friend's daughter. Coaches, what are your thoughts about what we are doing? Your thoughts, please. Coaches, we're talking about using psychology and all of that, okay? The question is that people have not bitten. Only a few, two people, Jeffrey Gibson and Padrea, who set a record nothing to do with Carifter. We're talking about what, who set a Bahamian record in the, where Sean A. ran. I'm forgetting the name, but I know what we're talking about. I'm talking about in Brazil, yes, Brazil. So I'm saying that Padrea, she did a national record for the Bahamas. She did a national record for the Bahamas. Philip Arnett is watching. So let's talk about that. My dear?
Yes.
Oh, can you introduce yourself, please? You know, we don't need, yeah.
My name is Laquelle Harris. I am the assistant coach for the...
I can tell you something after we leave, okay?
Okay. I am the assistant coach for the Carifta Games, uh-huh. 2022.
Uh-huh. And what are your thoughts about what we were talking about, psychology and all of that?
Well, honestly, all sports is 90% mental.
Oh, yeah. But who practices it? Who coaches them for that?
Who coaches them for that? Well, the coaches have a part in that as mm-hmm. well, in preparing them mentally.
Okay.
And then the athletes themselves also have to take it upon themselves as well, even though we might give them the tools to say, okay, this is what you do, and that's what you do. The athletes themselves have to now take it upon themselves to say, okay, my coach told me to do this, but am I actually going to do it?
Okay. I'll tell you something about a fellow who used Mr. Bell. He was a swimmer. His father passed out of Grand Bahama. And would you believe this? You know what he did in the 1500, one of them? He didn't run through or whatever it was. So when pressure comes, mm-hmm. people have to be ready. Not everybody could respond to it. We talk about the young man in the United States who sat at the World Championships in Doha. Oh, man, he was something else. Philippa, do you remember his name? No. Okay. An 800 man. He had the best 800 performance of anybody in the United States. Okay? So when it came to the Olympic Games, what did he do? You saw him running here, running there, with no excitement. And he didn't make the team. Most likely he's going to make the team in Eugene, Oregon. But he was the one person. He had beaten a U.S. person, and that was many years ago. And he was ready to run. So any thoughts for you, Philippa? And then we'll move on.
Good evening, Bahamas, and to all the listeners. Alfie's just happy to be here. And happy that we have an assistant coach.
Oh, yes. So, let me ask this. Let's look at what is going to happen with the top athletes when they return. Who do you think will, of the top athletes, will win? Would one of yours win a gold medal or a record? Would somebody that you know, Philippa, do the same thing? No. I'll continue. You heard what I asked?
I heard what you asked.
Yeah.
That is the plan to win medals.
Okay, yes. Okay.
One of our throwers, Keyshawn Strawn, he's now the world leader for the...
In the under 20.
Yes. For the javelin throw.
Javelin, yes.
So hopefully he gets, when he competes, he can break his own record again and bring home a goal.
That's what I'm talking about. So let me jump to this. What would the cowbells, who has been to Carifta in Jamaica? What about the cowboys and drums and everything else?
Well, the Carifta Congos will be in attendance for the Bahamas team.
That's what
you're asking.
That's what I'm talking about. And look here, man, sometimes it intimidates them, you know. We're coming in there, we have our music and everything, and whenever we win or don't win a medal, or do, you know, we're going to make a lot of noise. So let me ask, basically, tell us about the team has already been selected.
Yes.
When does the team leave?
We depart on Thursday, I believe that's the 14th, and we return on the Tuesday.
Okay. So with that in mind, your practice between now and the 13th. Today is the 5th, so it's 8 days from now. And you're going to fine-tune your performances. That's what I'm talking about. Why are you laughing?
I gotta laugh.
This is a serious matter. Because, you know, our people who go to Carifta are excited, and those who don't go to Carifta are going to be saying that, oh, man, they didn't do well, this, that, and the next thing. And as a matter of fact, I need to say this. Would you believe that people are going to say we did poorly, but they were not out at the stadium to excite, not just a witness, to excite the athletes? Your thoughts, Philippa? Anybody else?
Alfie, I agree with you. I think, you know, while I've even heard the comments as well, you know, so some persons are out there asking, is this a strong team? Is this, you know, my thing is a team is what you make it. And the athletes are putting in the work. And the only thing that we can do is pray for the results. I know for certain our under 17 team, to me, seems very, 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 very strong. The under 20 boys, and I even think the under 20 girls, while it's a very small selection of girls in the under 20 division, I still think that group of young women are very, very strong. So I'm expecting great things from the team. And I think definitely we're in a growing phase. I think we can see that in the sport. So I think there's a lot more to come.
But let me ask you this. There are some people who are interested in specific events. I'm a triple jump person, a long jump person. And tell me, with regards to the men and the ladies, who do you think will be right there in those events? I'm seeing the triple jump and the long jump. Forget the high jump now. We don't have anybody who I invited to come to talk about the high jump. But give us your thoughts.
Well, I think in the jumps, for me, as for the names that I can remember, is Zachary. I think Zachary has, I mean, on the track and even at the jumps, the long jump and the triple jump, he has definitely had a season. He's had a season of improvement.
Yes.
I mean, and successes up to the trials on the weekend past. And so I think for him, he's a standout for me, for the men. Laquelle, is there any other male that can stand, that stands out for you in the jumps?
I think that's my pick as well.
Okay, yeah, I think he is the one for me right now, that, and particularly watching him throughout this season. He didn't start out where he is. So right. some of the other athletes, like, they have been there and they've either, you know, just been fluctuating. He started at a not low, but you watched his progression. So Everett, I think, is his coach. He's under Fast Forward. So yeah, I have to give Everett kudos for him, because at the trials on the weekend, he showed up and wasted no time.
Let me ask this, though. You know what track and field is all about? Time, distances, and everything else. Tell us about the distances that you can remember. I know you announce everything, but you can't remember all of that in your head.
Of course. I don't. I won't put myself there.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, for sure, I was happy to see new qualifiers. And there was a new qualifier in Sabria Farquharson in the under 20 women's triple jump. There was a new qualifier at the javelin with the men in the likes of Nathaniel Zervos. Shawnee Miller. She was competing in the multi events.
Yes.
But she exceeded the high jump qualifier, the individual high jump qualifying mark. So she would have qualified in the high jump. Trying to think of others who would have qualified over this weekend.
We had a new qualifier
in the shot put, Nathaniel McCarty. That's his name, right?
And also the Anae Mackey.
Right, that's correct. Right. So Anae is in
under 17.
In which event?
Shot put.
Shot put, right. So the field events, Alpheus, which is, for me, a new twist on things.
Okay.
From me being a sprinter and looking at the field events, you always be like, the field events, so boring. Not anymore. Not for Team Bahamas. We have been producing some incredible field athletes over this past 2 years, I would particularly
say. Let me tell you something. This is going way back now. When we had Griff.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm saying this now.
In Haiti.
No, listen to this. You know what Jamaica did? They had field events competition with no running or anything. And that's what got them to that point. If you see the people in Jamaica now with the jumps and everything else, the field events, they are there. Now, I heard of this young lady who was from Grand Bahama and did a great performance in the 1500 meters.
Oh my goodness, the 14-year-old Erin Barr.
Yeah, you can't miss that.
No, definitely. Yes, she was definitely a standout. I think we expected her to meet that qualification, because at the last meet, the Road to Corifter trials Star Trek has hosted, she missed the qualifying mark by, I mean, like nothing.
Yeah.
Milliseconds or whatever. But She came back, so we expected for her to pretty much surpass that standard. And she didn't leave it. She left it all out there. She weighs a bastard. So, yes, she and 14 years old. She competed in the under 17, but she's 14 years old. Yeah. So, yes, she's a great standout. Another great standout from Grand Bahama was the sprinter, Chataldia Dorset. Now, okay. I think she will put a mark on the track for us. She runs with a fighting spirit. Like, you could see it.
Yes. That's what it's all about.
Yes, 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 yes. So, I think for sprinters, she looks like she will definitely be a standout. There's too many in the boys sections for me to call names.
Well, I have to say something. You know, tell us about the boys sprinting.
When you say tell,
over the weekend, got excited. I saw, unless there was a problem with whatever it is, the gun or whatever it is, but I saw 21.1 something, didn't I? Is that correct? I watched that intensely.
Okay.
The top fellow won the 200 meters.
200 meters, you're talking. Yeah, well, definitely with that time, you're talking about the 200. Yeah. I'm not certain. Not in the
21 something.
Right.
I don't miss what I see.
I know. Definitely.
But very few. Who has done as fast as that?
Well, it's been the Zion Campbell, Shamar Bain, and then Shamar Smith, the gentleman from Grand Bahama as well. And then I think it's the Ishmael Roll, young under 17, another great, standout, because he is, I understand, he is not 16. He's like 15.
Yeah.
15 or something like that. So, and he surpassed the standard and stood out. But in the 200... I'm trying to remember, Elfie. I get caught up in the excitement when I'm calling the races, so I honestly, it don't stick.
Yes.
But I think we definitely have a team that Team Bahamas can, put their, their hopes behind and just wish for the best for our team.
Well, I would appreciate if somebody calls in. And the numbers are 323-6232. 325-4316 and 325-4059. Once again, please call in and let's talk about the Carifta team. And we're not talking about the Eugene. We're not talking about the Commonwealth Games, but we are focusing on us doing as well as we can in the Carifta Games
in Kingston, Jamaica.
Please somebody call and say how excited you are and what we should do or what we shouldn't do and all that kind of thing. And that would be good for us to get that kind of feedback because we do have the talented people.
Yes, we do.
I talk about what we call the Bahamas. Great nation and whatever it is, athletes. I talk about that long time, but it was not me who said it. It was somebody from Germany in Stuttgart who talked about how good the Bahamas were. That's what I'm talking about. So, one more time, is anybody interested in just calling in and talk about who you think some family or whatever it is should win or all of that? We already said that the our man, Vanderpool, his wife, they live in Atlanta, and his son is going to break his father's world. He could be a world record, but his father's national record would beat his... He would beat his father's national record, maybe national record. And that's been here from a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Long time ago. Anyhow, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do some talk again. But...
Mm-hmm.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care. For every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Guardian Radio 96.9 celebrates 10 years as the country's first ever and only all-news talk radio station.
Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio.
Guardian 96.9 FM.
Come, join Guardian Radio 96.9 in this wonderful celebration of 10 years on the air by placing your ad in the Nassau Guardian's special anniversary tabloid publication.
Guardian Radio 96.9.
We have fantastic anniversary rates just for this occasion. Imagine full, half, and quarter page ads in color or black and white at the lowest rates ever.
And you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio.
And you can get 10 radio spots between April 11th and 15th for only $302. Prices include VAT. Call your account executive today at 302-2300. 302-2300. And get your ad in by Wednesday, April 6th. Come celebrate with Guardian Radio 96.9. 10 years of fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And the text line is none other than 422-4796. So our coaches in here and Philippa Arnett, they're going to give you some results and some significant results, please. Go ahead.
Okay, Alfie, I'm going to turn this over to Laquelle because she has the results in the front of her. But I think some of the standouts that you were talking about and that we would really, you know, like to mention was your 200 that you called out,
yes,
the 21-28,
yes.
And that was Zion Campbell. He was that winner in the under-20 boys.
It's fit for him, Zion.
Mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm. Zion Campbell, and he was followed by Shamar Smith, coming in second, and he was out of Grand Bahama.
Okay.
In the under 17, as we would have mentioned, the Chitalia Dorsett. She was the, I mean, without a doubt, like 30, 40 meters ahead of the field.
I saw them.
So she was the hands-down winner in the under 17 division. In the under 20, we had Paige Archer, another fast-forward athlete.
Yes.
Kudos to Coach Everett Fraser. And then in the under 17 division, Redline Athletics with Coach Tito Moss, and that's Tamani Skinner. He was the winner in that division. Of course, we've mentioned Ishmael Roll. And then I'm going to turn the field events over to Coach Laquell Harris, who is traveling to Kingston, Jamaica with the team. And she might be sitting here a little bit shy, Alpheus, but you know she's with the team, Blue Chip Athletics and Corrington Maycock.
Well, I have that's to talk to you later.
The world leader, javelin thrower in the world.
Yes.
Keyshawn Strong. Go ahead.
But please have the opportunity to call in and have something to say. Mm-hmm. Your children made the team, and you're not excited about it? Please call in.
So we'll let Laquell.
Yes.
Okay, so in the under 17 boys shot put, we had Nathaniel McCarty, who was the new qualifier. He surpassed the standard on 1575. And the standard was 1461, I believe. He is our only male qualifier in the shot put.
Okay.
Discus, javelin?
Discus.
I think there's one. There's the one qualifier.
He's from Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
And a female. We have a female.
Grand Bahama, you know. Grand Bahama. Freeport ain't all of it. Go ahead. People get it mixed up.
But, yes, Jethro Baptiste. Mm-hmm. He threw, this me, he threw 38, but I think his personal best is around 51.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, we're waiting for him to get down here. Javelin, we had a new qualifier, Nathaniel Zervos. We also had a new female qualifier, Vanessa Sawyer. Under 17 girls javelin, we had Kamara Strawn and Diori Scott, both PB'd at the Carifta Trials.
That's personal best.
Yes.
I mean for the regular person on the street,
Kamara threw a 42 and Diori Scott threw a 41. So they did really well. We had a qualifier by the name of Bernicia Knowles. She's currently in the United States of America studying.
Okay.
But she will be joining us as well. She's the under 20 discus. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other collegiate athletes who will be traveling with the team? Or she's the only one right now?
There are two more.
Okay. And which sports are you aware of? Which sports they will be competing in?
What events,
Which event, my correction, yes. Don't worry, you'll have to look for that.
Yeah.
But we want to say hello, Alpheus. I think you have Raphael Munnings watching.
Oh, yes, my brother.
Doyle Burrows.
The one and only.
And of course, Dolly. The head coach of Laquell, Corrington Maycock. He's there. Joycelyn Archer is also watching. Oh, we also had a pole vault, Kenny Moxie Jr.
Oh, yes. Oh,
he qualified as right. He met the standard and he qualified.
Take after his father.
Exactly.
Took after his father.
The lone pole vault competitor.
Yes,
and yes, we are so proud that he did qualify in that event. So, yes, Kenny Moxie Jr.
At what age is he?
I'm not certain of his age. I know for sure he's under 17.
He's under 17. Okay.
Because I know he normally competes in that division.
Understood.
Correct.
Understood.
And I see Coach Maycock is actually sending in some notes, and he's saying Vanderpool.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Vanderpool
qualified in?
In the States. He is a Bahamian.
Okay, so that's one of the collegiate athletes then. Okay, that's what
he's
saying.
No, he ain't in college. He's in college. Well, let's not argue about that. But
he
will break his father's record.
Under 20. He's in the under 20 boys.
Okay, so he's one of the collegiate athletes, are you aware, or he's here?
No, I think he is still in high school.
Okay.
As we talked more than a year ago.
Okay. Yes. Edric Poite is asking, what is the qualifying standard for under 17 girls triple jump? Let me get that for you, Edric, I do have it up. The standards for the under 17 girls triple jump, the qualifying standard is 11.60 meters, and the B standard is 11.25 meters. That's your standard for you, Edric.
Okay.
And we actually have one triple jump in the under 17, and her name is Lanisha Lubin. How could I forget her? Because she had a whole entourage, Alpheus, at the stadium this weekend, wearing her shirts.
Okay. She has a
lime green and
praise the Lord
for Lanisha Lubin all over their chest.
I hear what you're saying.
Exactly. And that's the type of support we need.
But ladies and gentlemen, I said the numbers to call are 323, 6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. If you're watching the news or anything else, television, call through, please. And the text line is none other than 422-4796. So we do have somebody on the line.
And Ronald J. Morris is watching.
Good evening, to whom I am so happy to speak with.
Good afternoon to all. Did anybody qualify for the 800, the 1500, 3000, 5000?
Yes. Did anybody qualify for the... Say it again, please.
The 800.
800.
The 1500.
1500.
And 5000.
In the
1500. Male or females?
Anyone.
Okay. Anyone.
Yes.
Yes,
in
Riva.
In the 800, mm-hmm. we had a qualifier, I think, in Raymond Winder.
Okay.
And that was in the under 20 boys. Yes. Mm-hmm. He qualified. He surpassed the standard of 2 minutes, point four. He ran 2 minutes. Well, I think he beat the B standard. The B standard was 2 minutes 74, and he ran 2 minutes 72. But he bettered his time this weekend at the trials.
Yeah.
And then in the 1500 for the boys under 17, we didn't have any at the event this weekend. And in the under 20, we don't have any as well. Let me correct myself. Hold on. No, but we do have qualifiers in the boys 5000, and that's in the likes of Curtis Mitchell.
Okay.
We have a Curtis Mitchell.
Yeah, one second. Yes, sir?
No, I'm saying he's schooling in the U.S., right?
Schooling in the U.S., yes.
Yes, right. Yes, I remember him the last time, yes. He did well.
Uh-huh.
I think from the 1,500 go up 3,000, we need some special training for them. I think that's where we start to fall off.
Okay.
And track and field, and you know, when it comes down to that 3,000 and 5,000.
But my brother, do you realize that we've had a rebound when you call some of those names? Okay? Some were in the States, but they're Bahamian. And they're doing well. But there has to be some concentration right here in the Bahamas for uplifting middle distance and distance performances.
But I just hope, I don't know how O'Neill is doing now, but I hope whenever he hang up, he'll come back and do some, you know, get into training our athletes in those distance running.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks.
And I can't believe that nobody else would call in. But with that in mind, let us go to...
Alfie, I hope that means that they're going to be on those flights heading to Kingston.
So
to
that's support that's another question.
Right.
Somebody called me and he said, how can he get a ticket when he gets to Jamaica?
Well, if they want to, you know, pay for it in advance,
between
the B3's office and the NACAC office, you could reach either one of those offices and they have the tickets. They have pre-tickets for sale.
Yeah.
What else do they have on sale? So they have season tickets. They're selling them as season tickets, which will be from
the Friday to Monday.
Correct. So that's, you know, that's the access to both sessions that will complete the entire games. They also have shirts and everything, shirt packages on sale.
The shirts, I think the deadline was last night.
Okay. So I'm sure they will adorn you in some Bahamian colors if you just make that trip. Yes. So, of course, we just want persons to get there with the team.
I called somebody yesterday, and he said, I had the wrong person arrested. He said, Mr. Finlayson, I met you at the stadium, and I want you to let me know how can I get tickets for the competition. So here it is, my brother. You know what to do.
Just right at the new Thomas A. Robinson Stadium.
Yes.
In one of the office space. If you walk into the lobby area, just ask for the NACAC office.
Uh-huh.
And they can assist you with season tickets. You can reach Ann Thompson at the B3A's office. She can also facilitate the sale of the tickets as well. You have another call, Alpheus.
Good evening, caller. How are you? Good evening, caller. How are you?
Good evening. How you doing?
Better than most. I can recognize a voice.
Andrew.
Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah. I was there and I watched the 400 meters.
This is Andrew Seymour, by the way.
Pardon me?
I'm telling them this is Andrew Seymour, the pole vaulter.
Right, definitely, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd watched the 400 meters, okay? And I thought it was a pretty good race, and yes. I'm curious to why those two girls weren't named to the team for the 400 meters.
Well, okay, remember now, we have, there are the CARIFTA qualifying standards that the team, the athletes have to meet. So there's an A standard and there's a B standard.
Okay.
And it depends on... there's a lot of things that culminates. It first and foremost, it's you want to meet the standard, because if you meet the standard and definitely you perform on the day of the trials, you're in. That's a given. Then there is the options of course, the sprints. If you're going to end up on a 4x1 or by 4x4, those are the only other two options that sprinters running the 1 or the 4 would possibly qualify for by means of the next best time.
Or the 4x4.
Right. The next best time that will assist in making up that team. So more than likely, while the races might have been an excellent race that you watched, they might not have made the qualifying standards.
Okay, I understand that. Okay, I know years ago when they picked teams, sometimes they say, well, we're building a program and we're going to take these two athletes for experience.
Right.
I guess we don't have the kind of funds for that.
You hit the nail on the head. I think that's a part of the discussions. Most times, the discussions always comes down to the money. If you have the support, then, you know, definitely. But at the same time, too, I think what the B3As has been working on, and while it might not be the best feeling for a lot of persons, they're trying to work on quality. We give you the mark. The standards come out like from off season most times. Mm-hmm. So they send the standards out, and you set a goal. You as an athlete and you as a coach, that's what you have to do. You set the goals and you either meet the standard, or you just, you know, you hope that you fall into a category of which you speak, where it's a building effort. And they have the money to assist in that. I don't know if LaQuelle, because LaQuelle was an athlete before.
It was a very challenging 2-year period.
Pardon?
I said, I understand what you said. And I said that this was a challenging 2-year period for the athletes.
Yes.
Yes. I can
but
tell
for
you
for everybody,
this,
you know, in the area.
Right, yeah.
Andrew, I would say this. While it was a challenging period, let me tell you, and I'm sure Coach LaQuelle will tell you the same thing this evening. It was challenging, but these athletes have been competing. Last year, we had a full track season during COVID. Thank God for, you know, grace. Let's just say for grace. And the athletes have been performing, junior athletes. You look at the pro, look at the Olympics, COVID. But we still had exceptional world-breaking times. I mean, exceptional performances. So at the end of it, You have to give these athletes a goal and I'm going to throw this in, there's, because I always like this part, student athletes. You have to let these athletes know you're not going to get a scholarship just doing half of the standard.
Not
you're
at
going
all.
To have to meet that standard on the track, on the field, and in your books. And it comes down to that. It's that simple.
Well, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the difficulty. It's heartbreaking sometimes.
Thank you for your input. And Alfie, thank you for letting me get on your show.
Oh, thank you so much. And yes. We'll talk again.
Thank you.
So we want to go now to... Good evening. Who do I have the honor of speaking to?
Hey, this is Peter.
Pardon me?
This is Peter.
I can't understand that well.
This is Peter.
Peter.
Okay.
Hey,
who is Peter? Who is Peter?
I'm a big guy, and I must admit, after watching the Olympics last year when it was supposed to be in 2020, but it ended up being in 2021. I kind of enjoyed watching the field events and the guys in the short put specifically. How are we looking in the field events?
Oh, I think you missed the early part of the show. We're going to turn this over to Coach LaQuell. But,
let
me tell
you,
Peter.
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
The field events have taken over the Bahamas team. So over to Coach LaQuell, all of them.
We are looking good. We are looking more than good.
The number one.
Tell her the number one. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
We have the number one world
thrower.
Under 20.
Javelin. That's right.
Keyshawn Strong, number one in the world right now.
In the world.
Yes.
And this has been going on from last year.
We also have the second and third best female under 17 javelin throwers.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's in the likes of?
Kamara Strong and Diori Scott.
That's
interesting name, Kamara. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good,
yes,
very
Kamara.
Good. So thank you ever so much. Yeah. So as we close down, I just want to mention some birthdays. Milton Lewis, he's 69. You should know the Lewis's family from North Andrews. Two, we're talking about Kenny Love. You all know Kenny Love, don't you? A photographer in the valley. And then you all must know Dwight Marshall. He has been involved. Dwight Marshall, I don't know
Happy
his birthday.
Dwight.
Yes. And then Father Keith Cartwright from St. Agnes. His birthday, I'm sure he is not 70. His mother is even that old, out of Long Island. Then Denora McPhee. You may know Denora McPhee very well.
Worked with her, went to SAC, everything.
Angela Clare. Angela Clare from Out of Tourism. Angela Clare. And then Harvey Glantz. You all remember that name, Harvey Glantz? One of the best. He is the young man that had a, remember who was second in the 400 meters in the Olympics. So that was his man, okay? And then on the 11th, it was Jack Agrius from Edmonton. He was a man who was in charge of the Edmonton World Championships. And he is 84. And that's what I'm talking about.
Alfie?
Yes.
Kevin Smith, your brother, Spence, is saying hi. And Stephanie Ramming Taylor, one of our great tobacco and technical officials.
Oh, yes.
Yes, saying hello.
That's what I am talking about. So, Dets, we're talking about Mrs. D'Aguilar. I don't know if you all know Mrs. D'Aguilar.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well,
I know her from soccer.
Y'all know her. This is a joke now.
Alfie, you have a call.
Okay. Pardon me, my brother or my sister. Let me know what you want to hear.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. Speak a little louder, please.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
Yeah, I'm just calling. I'm listening to your show.
Tell me your name first, please.
Oh, my name is Kirk.
Okay, Kirk.
Yeah. So I heard a guest call, and he was asking about the girls under 17, 400 meters, right? it was an exciting race. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about before, you were talking, I heard Philippa saying about either two sports they're going to be on, the relays 4x1 or 4x4, mm-hmm. right? In the sprints for the 100, 4x1 or 400 4x4.
Right.
So with those times, when was the last time we had three under 17 girls running sub 57 seconds?
Very long ago. Yeah. Very. I would honestly go back to the era of, I think the last of the era would have been Debbie and Anthony Dose.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
For some time.
So why aren't those girls being considered for the 4x4 relay?
You know what, though? You're putting it out there, and that's something for the B3As to consider. But mind you, the earlier caller made the point, and again, that is a ratification and a discussion that is held with the executive, and they have to make that decision. And I think sometimes they use a benchmark of times that are being ran in the region and what will be at Charifter. So there's a lot of factors that are taken into consideration.
Yes. Well, let me tell you.
Yes.
I was at a meeting, mm-hmm. and I'm just saying that you know, if we look at what was happening, in fact, I would have spoken to Hawk.
Okay.
I would have spoken to Hawk, and Hawk told me, Can I say that, Hawk?
No, you can't say it. You can't say it. What I thought was going to happen.
No. I'm not going to say that, Hawk. I'm not going to say that. No, I was saying, can I use your name and saying Hawk?
Yes, you can.
That's what I meant when I said that. That's what I meant.
That's what they know.
Right, Hawk.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Can I say Hawk?
Yes.
No, I'm saying that around the Caribbean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Around the Caribbean, we had a pandemic, right?
Yeah.
And if we look in education,
uh-huh.
education is making concessions for children
right.
because of the pandemic.
Correct.
So that nobody's disenfranchised.
Right.
I'm saying, why can't we do the same thing for sports? If you watch that race,
mm-hmm.
that race was exhilarating.
It was very exciting. Very.
And I feel as if you do not consider these young people,
mm-hmm.
you will discourage them.
Well,
I'm just saying
uh-huh.
this is something we need to think about.
Yes.
We need to shoot ourselves in the foot. Who is to say that these girls are not the next golden girls in the 4x400 meters?
And
we have the golden
Kirk,
girls in the 4x1.
They probably are the next golden girls.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But
we
again,
have the golden boys in the 4x4.
Right, but again, it's a decision that
the executives
make.
That's what I'm saying. I know
make.
It's a decision,
right.
but I'm saying that is something they need to
consider.
Think about.
Yeah. And you put it out there, and it's something that definitely they have to. But I can promise you, I'm sure that, you know, all heads together, many discussions were probably had.
Here's the thing. What I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. I want to put this out there. Okay, what a lot of things. I'm a person. I like to talk about discretionary authority. You notice discretionary authority. Discretionary authority is when you see something, and you say, you know what, you know, we had some, you know, we came together and we agreed on this. But you know what? My discretion is telling me I think we were wrong on this. We need to consider this. That's discretionary.
Thank you very much, my brother. I just want to.
The B3s is listening.
Yeah, we just want to. We talked about debts. Everybody knows Mrs. Diagla and her son. But who knows Adrian and his father? Nobody know them. Now, the name that Pauline gave me about somebody who passed is Kirk Baptiste out of Houston,
okay.
and I needed to mention that.
Okay.
So, I thank each and every one of you, my co-host and my coaching person.
Coach LaQuell Harris.
Coach LaQuell.
And
well, Yeah.
Alfie, so we put it out there. She's a former Karifta athlete as well.
I'm not talking about that. Event. I'm not talking about that. I am saying I got the wrong name.
Yeah. No problem.
Okay? I got mixed up.
That's okay.
And I'll tell you why. So thank you ever so much, Mr. Raming. We couldn't do it without you.
Thank
you. And the last plea, we can look at people who have sufficient money to include those people on the team.
Everybody, come on, go down to Kingston, Jamaica, for Team Bahamas, Karifta, 16 to the 18th. Make it there. Check out.
Thank you ever so much. And we will be talking next week about the same thing.